We are waiting.
I am waiting for my case to come up.
And I am waiting for a rebirth of wonder.
And I am waiting for someone to really discover America and whale.
For the discovery of a new symbolic Western frontier.
And I am waiting for the American eagle to really spread its wings and straighten up and fly right.
And I am waiting for the war to be fought, which will make the world safe for anarchy.
And I am waiting for the final withering away of all governments.
And I am perpetually awaiting a rebirth of wonder.
I am waiting for the great divide to be crossed. And I am anxiously waiting for the secret of eternal life to be discovered by an obscure general practitioner.
And I am waiting to set sail for happiness.
And I am waiting
for a reconstructed Mayflower to reach America with its picture story and TV rights sold in advance to the natives.
And I am waiting for the lost music to sound again in the lost continent in a new rebirth of wonder.
Facebook's very bad year. Facebook's year started with allegations that a deadly insurrection on the U.S. Capitol was largely planned on its platform. Regulatory uproar over the incident reverberated for months, leading lawmakers to call CEO Mark Zuckerberg before Congress to answer for his platform's role in the attack. Trump supporters waving American flags attend the rally on 6th of January in Washington, D.C. Three jumbo screens project a severe close-up of Donald Trump's face. In the aftermath, Zuckerberg defended his decision not to take action against Donald Trump, though the former president stoked anger and separatist flames on his personal and campaign accounts. Facebook's inaction led to a rare public employee walkout, and Zuckerberg later reversed the hands-off approach to Trump. Barring Trump from Facebook platforms sparked backlash once again, this time from Republican lawmakers alleging censorship. What ensued was a months-long back and forth between Facebook and its independent oversight board, with each entity punting the decision of whether to keep Trump off the platform. Ultimately, Facebook decided to extend Trump's suspension to 2 years. Critics said this underscored the ineffectiveness of the body. What is the point of the oversight board? Asked the Real Oversight Board, an activist group monitoring Facebook, after the non-verdict. The scandal with perhaps the biggest impact on the company this year came in the form of the employee-turned-whistleblower Francis Haugen, who leaked internal documents that exposed some of the inner workings of Facebook and just how much the company knew about the harmful effects its platform was having on users and society. Haugen's revelations, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, showed Facebook was aware of many of its grave public health impacts and had the means to mitigate them, but chose not to do so. For instance, documents show that since at least 2019, Facebook has studied the negative impact Instagram had on teenage girls and yet did little to mitigate the harms and publicly denied that was the case. Those findings in particular led Congress to summon company executives to multiple hearings on the platform and teen users. Facebook has since paused its plans to launch an Instagram app for kids and introduced new safety measures encouraging users to take breaks if they use the app for long periods of time. In a Senate hearing on 8 December, the Instagram executive Adam Mosseri called on Congress to launch an independent body tasked with regulating social media more comprehensively, sidestepping calls for Instagram to regulate itself. Haugen also alleged Facebook's tweaks to its algorithm, which turned off some safeguards intended to fight misinformation, may have led to the Capitol attack. She provided information underscoring how little of its resources it dedicates to moderating non-English language content. In response to the Haugen documents, Congress has promised legislation and drafted a handful of new bills to address Facebook's power. One controversial measure would target Section 230, a portion of the Communications Decency Act that exempts companies from liability for content posted on their platforms. Haugen was not the only whistleblower to take on Facebook in 2021. In April, the former Facebook data scientist turned whistleblower Sophie Jung revealed to The Guardian that Facebook repeatedly allowed world leaders and politicians to use its platform to deceive the public or harass opponents. Jung has since been called to testify on these findings before Parliament in the UK and India. Lawmakers around the world are eager to hear from the Facebook whistleblowers. Haugen also testified in the UK regarding the documents she leaked, telling MPs Facebook prioritizes profit over safety. Such testimony is likely to influence impending legislation, including the Online Safety Bill, a proposed act in the UK that would task the Communications Authority of COM with regulating content online and requiring tech firms to protect users from harmful posts or face substantial fines. Though Apple has had its fair share of regulatory battles, Facebook did not find an ally in its fellow tech firm while facing down the onslaught of consumer and regulatory pressure that 2021 brought. The iPhone maker in April launched a new notification system to alert users when and how Facebook was tracking their browsing habits, supposedly as a means to give them more control over their privacy. Facebook objected to the new policy, arguing Apple was doing so to self-preference their own services and targeted advertising products. It said the feature would negatively affect small businesses relying on Facebook to advertise. Apple pressed on anyway, rolling it out in April and promising additional changes in 2022. Preliminary reports suggest Apple is, indeed, profiting from the change while Google and Facebook have seen advertising profits fall. In early October, just weeks after Haugen's revelations, things took a sudden turn for the worse when the company faced a global service outage. Perhaps Facebook's largest and most sustained tech failure in recent history, the glitch left billions of users unable to access Facebook, Instagram or WhatsApp for 6 hours on 4 and 5 of October. Facebook's share price dropped 4.9% that day, cutting Zuckerberg's personal wealth by $6 billion, according to Bloomberg. As Facebook faces continuing calls for accountability, it's time as the wonderkind of Silicon Valley has come to a close and it has become a subject of bipartisan contempt. Republicans repeatedly have accused Facebook of being biased against conservatism, while liberals have targeted the platform for its monopolistic tendencies and failure to police misinformation. In July, the Biden administration began to take a harder line with the company over vaccine misinformation, which Joe Biden said was killing people and the U.S. Surgeon General said was spreading like wildfire on the platform. Meanwhile, the appointment of the antitrust thought leader Lina Khan to head of the FTC spelled trouble for Facebook. She has been publicly critical of the company and other tech giants in the past, and in August refiled a failed FTC case accusing Facebook of anti-competitive practices. After a year of struggles, Facebook has thrown something of a Hail Mary, changing its name. The company announced it would now be called Meta, a reference to its new metaverse project, which will create a virtual environment where users can spend time. The name change was met with derision and skepticism from critics. But it remains to be seen whether Facebook, by any other name, will beat the reputation that precedes it.
Subscribe to the podcast.